We are here today to announce a settlement between the City of Tucson and the Rio Nuevo District of all pending litigation and all remaining disputes.
Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild and City Manager Richard Miranda held a news conference to sign a 16-part agreement with the Rio Nuevo Board, which puts the lawsuits to rest. The settlement includes a $2 million bond payment from Rio Nuevo to the city. Mayor Rothschild says it also includes a deal on the Tucson Convention Center.
The Rio Nuevo District will invest $6 million for Tucson Convention Center maintenance, repairs, and upgrades. The Rio Nuevo District will assume the obligations of the arena site if, after due diligence, they choose to do so. The Rio Nuevo District will invest $1.1 million in Mission Gardens.
2 years ago, the legislature required Rio Nuevo to fix up the convention center. Some of that work is complete, but the arena still needs work. Fletcher McCusker, the chair of the Rio Nuevo Board, says those improvements are a top priority.
We're going to ask for proposals from a number of people that have been involved in arena development around the country, but you look at seating, you look at the bathrooms, you look at concession, scoreboard, the entire experience we think can be improved to where people will once again be proud of the TCC.
State lawmakers also want to see a downtown convention hotel built. McCusker says that's getting close.
We're actually looking at two, maybe three potential hotel prospects downtown. Any one of those would meet the requirements under the statute now, under this new settlement agreement.
Voters in Tucson first authorized Rio Nuevo in 1999, and since then it's become, as McCusker said during the news conference, a pair of four-letter words. That got a chuckle from those assembled, but no one will deny that years of fighting, litigating, and spending hundreds of millions of dollars without much visible progress has left a bad taste in the mouth of the public. Mayor Rothschild says he's hoping that's behind everyone now.
What is important is that we work together to be able to responsibly put this money, this taxpayer money, to work in the way that the voters ask that it be so. I cannot put back together a shattered glass, okay? But I can start to work going forward.
Rio Nuevo has found itself under investigation by the FBI and the Attorney General. Rio Nuevo Chair McCusker says he's confident those types of issues are in the past.
In going forward, transparency, I think, is the issue. RioNuevo.org, our new website, is up. All of our bank accounts are now on the web. Anybody can follow what we're doing dollar by dollar. Any project will have its own site on the web, and you can actually see the commitments that are made and the funds flow. And I think that's been part of the challenge historically, is who was making decisions and where did the money go. We can resolve that collectively going forward. And I think once the community sees us invest and actually produce a project that people can be proud of, I think the Rio Nuevo legacy will change.
Even though the legislature narrowed Rio Nuevo's scope in recent years, the state was not involved in the months of negotiation to end the pending litigation between the board and the city. The mayor did say legislative leaders were notified when the settlement was finalized. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.